Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
How do you get a guy to conform to the culture when everything that we have seen from him in the last 3 days...
They freed me, Grandma!
He arrived at camp in a hot air balloon.
Floating like a butterfly, getting ready to sting like AB.
If you look at a guy like Randy...
Stop all the Randy Moss comparisons, okay?
That's the same thing you said about Randy Moss when we got brought him in.
Me?
Collectively.
The more you know each other, the more you know what each other are thinking.
The older you get, the more proud of that you get.
Tom, have you invited Antonio to stay at your house, and will he do that?
Can we talk about that later?
You know, I've asked a lot of guys over the years to stay at my house.
Stop, Bill. Just wanted to see, do you have any comment on the reports and...
No. That moment that when you secured Antonio Brown,
no.
And just from a fan's point, do you just look at...
No.
You're just
no.
One of the best wide receivers.
No.
Mark Bavaro.
Right now.
Cardinal Cushing brought the nuns. One nun taught me how to score.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so to this day, the most surprising thing, I think, on the Antonio Brown story is that what's happened to the people in Oakland? What's happened to the Raiders? John Gruden is wishing the New England Patriots good luck.
Oh, that's how you took it?
Yes, good luck.
See, I took it a different way. You could say good luck in a couple different ways. I could say, you know what? Christian, listen, good luck today.
Oh, thank you,
yeah.
Lou.
And Glenn, by the way, I don't know who your son's football game is, but good luck with that. This weekend.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. So, but isn't that
two different ways?
So, wasn't that the perfect opportunity for them to take the high road? Right? Big win against their rival. They play the Broncos. Don't give me the Broncos are going to suck. Nobody knows who really is going to suck, but they go out there and they look pretty damn good offensively. Say what you want about them. Imagine if they did have AB because they got some weapons right there and they're using them.
They look good. They did look good. Of course, it's the Broncos.
Okay, it's fine.
It was a home game. They got off to a great start, so the Broncos were playing from behind.
Yeah, but you know what?
Though,
can I just say this? This is how bad Hard Knocks sucked. Not only did we think it was boring, but all they did, they didn't even focus on any of their good players.
None of them.
Did you see anything about Josh Jacobs or the tight end Waller?
Did they know he was on the team?
Anybody?
Waller. They did Waller.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
I thought it was about the Canadian guy who got cut
no,
up there
they
in
did
Winnipeg.
Waller. No, Waller was one of the featured guys in it because he's got substance abuse.
Tyler problems. Lockett
so
wasn't
we have to bring
mentioned.
In the substance abuse problem.
They mentioned nobody, at least like in Cleveland, who were focusing on like Myles Garrett, Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry. The Hard Knocks, I'm watching that game last night going, who are these guys?
I
watch Hard Knocks. I didn't see any of these players on the field.
We didn't see much
of
Incognito.
I'm a little pissed off because they left so much on the table. There are so many other storylines and personalities
that
they can sit there. They could have utilized
it better.
Show's
done, Christian. It's done.
What? You had Dunsky. The perfect situation. Right, honestly. You had Cleveland, which in my opinion was great as far as all the personalities and issues they had. And then you go into the Raiders with AB and Gruden and Carr and everything else.
When I think back at Cleveland, I think Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, Myles Garrett. I think of this one. I think of Keelan Doss, some Canadian Luke Wilson, whatever the hell his name is, tight end.
Yeah.
And some linebacker that got cut. Like, and a couple minutes of Antonio Brown.
Maybe they stopped filming a week too early.
You feel good that they won that game?
No, they controlled it. And as long as the team can control the narrative, it's done. The show
how do
is
you
done.
Say? How do you say the one?
Salmon's. No, Baker Mayfield had his own trailer. Do you remember that? He was living in a trailer.
But focus on people.
Right.
Focus on guys on your team that people know or would like to get to know. Like your running back from Alabama that everybody loves.
Yeah, but Gruden didn't want you to do that. Gruden didn't want to.
No, he wanted to slow play. He wanted to show all his players that sucks so he could sneak up on Denver and win game one.
So
they might win 11 games, Oakland.
Who? I got them at five. Still five.
Football's dying too, right?
Matter of fact, after winning last night, I still have them at five. It is amazing, and this story is not going to end. And they'll get a huge television rating at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon because people just want to see Antonio Brown play for the New England Patriots. And this thing will go on every single week. You know why? Because it's one of those where you're all waiting for the train to crash, right? That's Ooh. What you're waiting for.
Well, that had some, you know, kind of what you – didn't you feel like you kind of forgot about Josh Gordon's issues? until they actually came up on a random day. Because you stopped paying attention to it. You didn't hear anything about it. It seemed like everything was going fine. Then all of a sudden, bam, there it is. He's suspended. Here's the statement. He's not coming back.
See, and that's what Bill's trying to do. You can see it. You can see what Tom's trying to do, Brady. They are trying to stay away from this topic. So what they're doing is they just want to make him like he's just one of the guys. So Brady's asked a question about him last night, about AB, and he's talking about all of his guys. So he's just
Why
one of the guys.
Why is that any different than any other guy that signs with the Patriots? Are you guys forgetting how it works?
It is different.
Glenn, you got to stop, all right? Stop. I'm going to go nuts.
Christian?
You don't want me to go nuts.
Christian?
Yeah. You got to stop.
Yeah. You're playing in
no
pain today.
Different.
Christian? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's different.
And I tried to tell Bill this yesterday. The difference is that when was the last time they traded for the best player at his position? Was it Revis?
But here's
how
what I'll
shocked
say.
Were you when that happened? Who was it? What was the last time?
The fact that, is bigger that than he's Moss. The best player, I think, is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. What you just said, when was the last time? I feel like
well,
we say
Stephon
that.
Stephon Gilmore,
I feel
free
like
agency.
We say that with all these guys. When was the last time? This is different.
It is.
We say it for everybody.
No, Gordon
anyone
was,
with Gordon, any sort of it. Hey, when was the last time they signed a guy that got caught drinking
Christian,
alcohol
we said
in
it,
Arizona?
We
yeah,
said
we'll
it.
We'll do what's best for the football.
But we said it with Josh Gordon.
Time?
Josh Gordon was different when they brought him in.
I'm telling you,
he
you
was
guys,
different.
You guys, we say it all the time. When was the last
no,
time?
You know
you're
giving
me this.
You're giving me the Patriot
me
way right now. Whoa,
no,
he's all
like,
the same.
Is,
he's just like everybody else.
No,
that's how they operate, and you're assuming the way they operate. That's what you're doing.
You
but
keep
that's not
you
true.
Keep using the wrong language. It's like you almost
excuse me.
You're like you're
it's
forgetting
not Patriot language.
You forget. No, I am far enough removed to know that I don't need a filter when I talk about them. That's not the issue. But when you sit there and say, "Oh, Brady's only talking about it," they ask him about Antonio Brown. And he talks about the other players. He does it all the time.
No, nothing's different
all
when it comes to
the
that. No,
time.
You're going to hear. But all of it. It's the same thing.
No, why is it different?
You're mixing apples and oranges
different.
Here. That's that's not the point we're making. You're
what
right.
What is your point?
That's the way the Patriots operate, and that's why Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and others, when people ask the question, and by the way, most of the questions that will be asked to those guys and to the other players will all be about Antonio Brown. They will answer it exactly what you just said. He's just another
so
guy.
So what's your point?
That's the way they're going to deal
that's
with it.
That's their Patriot way of dealing
he's not.
With the what, media.
He's not another guy. And my point was, if you listen to me,
was Darrell Revis just abnormal? One of the best corners to ever play the game.
He was different, and the outside world looks at it differently than the Patriot world. It may be why, going back to what you said yesterday, it may be why this guy succeeds because he is going to be able to get away from that if he's willing to get away from some of that noise.
I will take a little piece from what Lou was saying yesterday. It has nothing
to do. Talk about taking pieces.
It has nothing to do with how good he is or anything else and what he's capable of doing, what he did in the past, how he got in trouble, how he got out of trouble, did the cops raid his house and find cocaine, whatever. It doesn't matter. The fact that it's the Patriots organization, it's Bill Belichick and the history of success that
military
is associated
school.
With that. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. And we've been talking about it all day while you were driving in. It took you 2 hours to drive in. And Lou and I did like two shows on our own.
If that's your own
fault. If it's the Seattle Seahawks, which we know now,
supposed to save the show for 2 o'clock,
which we know now,
get stung by a bee.
That they were in it.
Get stung by a bee.
Pete Carroll said that he was in on it. Just my elbow, and nobody could care less.
No, if he signed in Seattle, people would be talking about it. They'd be talking about AB getting a second chance. You know, and it'd be a little bit more because I don't remember anybody really being upset with Cleveland signing Kareem Hunt, but. It would be a little bit more. Would they be talking about, you know, does this guy deserve a second chance? Now he's out in Seattle. It wouldn't be the level that it is right now because
no.
It's the Patriots. And this is what it is. This is what happens. The Patriots take everything to another level. If something happened to one team, it's talked about and it's gone. If it's the Patriots, it's talked about for a week or two. This is just the way it is. And I get it. I mean, if you're outside the market, you're watching the New England Patriots who just won the Super Bowl, you're talking about Brady and, you know, and you hear they signed Antonio Brown because they have one weakness, and that's wide receiving groupings. But you know what? The league was lenient with Josh Gordon. They want to give him a ninth chance. So they put Josh Gordon back into the starting lineup with Julian Edelman. Now all of a sudden, here comes Antonio Brown. So the one hole that maybe this team had was an aging quarterback with no wide receivers. Now he's going to turn the clock back because his wide receivers are loaded.
I'm tired of all this winning.
So if I'm outside the market, I'm coming up with every conspiracy theory like they're doing all around the country.
Absolutely.
But if it was Seattle, they wouldn't be.
No.
If it was Seattle, they'd just be talking about the AB situation. Does he deserve it? Is this good for football? Now the focus is the Patriots. They cheated again. They got their guy. This whole thing was a conspiracy from the beginning to get Antonio Brown. You know, the New England Patriots, they laid this thing out. I get it. They're just reaching.
So the point I was trying to make at the beginning is that this is how the Patriots are going to treat it. The problem is the outside world, every other question is going to be about Antonio Brown, even though Antonio Brown may be doing nothing. It is all going to be about Antonio Brown.
You're living in crazy land.
You don't think the questions are going to be about Antonio Brown?
I know, but they were the same with when Tim Tebow was signed. So it's just a little bit, it's a higher level of athleticism. That's fine. Yeah. No, but do you remember the amount of attention? And we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, the Tebow thing didn't work, by the way.
I know, but he didn't work because he was never any good.
But the baggage
that he brought with him was insane. Right. So as soon as he walks in, everyone thinks it's going to be some sort of circus. You never heard from him. Never. And they cut him, so I don't see why it's different. And the fact that you can't compare it to Randy Moss, like Teddy Bruschi, let's say, hey, don't compare it to Randy Moss.
Why can't you?
I would say that's the best comp.
Bill Belichick did it today.
Another comp, that's true. That's right, he did compare it in a weird way.
Yeah. The
media's attention towards it, yes.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the only important part.
Yeah, but he's saying that
it's being perceived outside of Gillette.
Well, people are questioning whether it's going to work or not, Lou.
This is what we're talking about. Tommy Curran in the conference call with Bill Belichick.
Hey, Bill. Tom, what makes you confident that Antonio Brown won't be as disruptive here as he was with Oakland or Pittsburgh? And was it difficult for you to reconcile what he was coming off last week in Oakland with bringing him aboard?
I wasn't even one of those places, so I really can't comment on what did or didn't happen there.
Well, it's pretty well documented in both places that he was pretty disruptive. What makes you confident that he won't be that way here?
That's the same thing you said about Randy Moss when we got brought him in, so.
Me?
Collectively.
Oh.
Me? Not me. What?
Wait, I said that.
Oh, me?
So that's how he compared it to Randy.
Do you have any opinion at all? But
you know, what makes you think this is going to work? The guy quit on Minnesota. He's out in Oakland. Reports that he refuses to go across the middle to catch a football. Right. You remember?
Yep.
Like, he just refused to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hated his quarterbacks. Was like, I ain't going middle of the field. You're going to get me killed. So you know what? He didn't go. He would just cut off roots. I mean, it was unbelievable. So he addressed the similar things with Randy.
But these things are different. So Antonio Brown, Randy Moss, Tim Tebow, Darrelle Revis, they're all different. They're high-profile players that are coming in here. Some of these guys, especially Antonio Brown, loves the attention on himself, likes the spotlight on himself. And you wonder how the Patriots are going to deal with it? Well, you've seen it. That was the point I was making. They're not going to address him any differently than they do any other player on this team. Joe Tooney, whatever. Nobody.
Well, see, you know, when Teddy yesterday was talking about, you know, don't compare this guy to Randy Moss. I played with Randy Moss. You know, I saw how hard he worked. Well, actually, we are going to compare it.
This kid works real hard,
well, because
apparently, right?
Here's the thing. Coming into before you got to know him, Teddy, before you got to see the work ethic of Randy Moss, okay, once you got to see it, okay, fine, you had plenty of respect for Randy Moss. But coming into this situation, there were similarities. There just were. Like, where's this guy's head? Does he want to play football? Did he just quit on Oakland? He quit on Minnesota. He quit on Oakland. Was it just to get the hell out of there because he didn't like his quarterback? Kind of sounds familiar.
Come on, man.
So the situation coming in is, I think, very, very similar. Now, Antonio Brown's teammates, like Teddy Bruschi, might find out how hard he works.
Yeah.
They might respect him like Teddy does Randy Moss now. But when he says, don't compare this man to Randy Moss, well, you know, you after playing with him, you know how hard he worked. But going in before he showed up, what did you think?
Yeah, two things. One,
what did you think?
Right. One, he loved him after he saw what he was as a player. You're
sure.
Right. What was his opinion of him when he first heard of the deal?
And you know what?
And second one, he's sitting about 3 feet away from him, Lou. Yeah. Okay? And obviously, he has great respect for him. Now he's a Hall of Famer.
So give me the version of the Patriots version of that guy. Dante Hightower, Devin McCourty, veteran. Right now, what are they thinking about Antonio? That opinion might change when they see what type of player, how hard he works. That might change.
Listen, we say this all the time. We interview him every week, and we know it. The dead air by Bill Belichick is he always wants to have a good grasp of what he is about to say because he understands that it shows up as a headline the next
day.
The dead air is him thinking. A little bit of dead air there.
Bill, just wanted to see, do you have any comment on the reports? And
no.
That's like a game show.
He and Tom are like best friends, right?
But in this case, the fact that he went out of his way to bring up the Randy Moss comparison and what we all thought at the time, and he's comparing it to this one, I would say that Christian's prediction yesterday that this thing is really going to work, I think Belichick is optimistic. You don't make that statement. Bill is too calculated. You know,
the same thing you said about Randy Moss when we got brought him in.
Really calculated.
I don't think I'd make the move if I didn't think it was going
to
work.
Yeah, he feels good about this. All right, we get to the phone calls coming up next, and your two cents on this whole Antonio Brown situation. A day off today, so he's fine today. We have to wait until tomorrow for him to screw up. 617-779-7937.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
No, I'm never going to bring it up again. That incident, whatever you call it, had nothing to do with our team's focus or preparation. That's it. End of story. Sorry. It really wasn't. I'm just going to tell you, there really wasn't. Maybe for, you know, the media, but what happened here the last couple of days may have been, big news to some. But there were no distractions. I think you could tell that tonight. Our team was ready to roll.
So he gets away with it because his team won, played a pretty crappy team, got a great lead. They played with a lot of emotion early on, so he can sit there and say, see, we're fine with that, Antonio Brown. Yeah, so talk to me in about 8 to 9 weeks.
We'll see.
Can update that. See how he feels about it.
Not distracted, not affected whatsoever.
Nope.
Well, congratulations.
No, and it sounds to me.
Did he say knock on wood if you hear me, everybody?
I don't think he did that last night. It sounds to me like some of the players feel relieved because it was a daily soap opera. It's amazing how teams get absorbed. We'll talk about the Dolphins a little bit later on. They're imploding down there. And it's week one. It's amazing to me that how some teams get caught up in all of this, and it really does serious damage. And the Patriots, you can kind of put anybody down there.
Well, you talk about Foxborough, players being relieved. I don't know if you guys saw late night, whatever, but did you hear Derek Carr after the game?
I did.
I thought he was pretty good.
Yes.
I hope he goes off and gets everything he wants. Send him a text, and it says, hey, I wish you the best. I hope you get what you want. You know, and there's no hurt feelings. There's no anger in me. There wasn't any anger in me when I found out, to be honest with you, despite what some people wrote. Some people saw me right after and thought that I was mad at that when Everett can tell you we were talking about something totally different, which, again, if you don't have all the details, you go out there and just write something about me. I don't like that. He's gone. I wish him the best. I hope that we can talk about Darren Waller and what he's overcome. Hopefully we can talk about Tyrell Williams being a number one receiver. Hopefully we can talk about no sacks against that defense. Hopefully we can talk about our rookies and the way that they played on defense. Vontaze Burfict looking like an all-pro middle linebacker, which we tried to tell everybody these things all offseason. We weren't just blowing smoke. And sorry to take your question and run with it, but, you know, we had a good football team even when he wasn't there. We knew if we added him, my goodness, that could be crazy because he's so good as a football player. But he's not here. And when it happened, it was like, okay, honestly, it wasn't the same feeling when Khalil got traded.
Yeah, that's good.
But the last part when he talks about Khalil Mack, like when they traded Khalil Mack, it was like,
yeah, he said, honestly, it wasn't as big of a deal as when we lost Khalil.
because you knew what Khalil was going to be. Obviously,
well, Khalil was part of
now,
the team already.
And he was
so,
drafted
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And he was with Carr, so they had already
he meant
had
more
a
to the organization than yeah. Antonio Brown did.
Still was a guy coming from the outside. No, yeah, by the way, he showed up one every 3 days of practice. So that was another part of it.
No more
he
questions.
Went on, he
no
went
more,
on for another 5 minutes yeah, yeah, about he this. He went on forever.
Talking about like, no more questions. Yeah. You know, it was a well, distraction.
Good. They're happy in Oakland. It's good.
Now you can question whether how good that team is. I'm glad they won, though. I'm glad
yeah.
they won.
Sorry to take your question and run with it.
Given everything that they kind of, the week and everything that was, I'm glad they won, but they're not very
good. Are you, hold on real quick. Are you in the camp of I want the Raiders to implode and suck, or do you want the team to rise above it and actually make it to the playoffs as almost like in your face?
I'll take C. I don't give a rat's ass. I don't care one way or the other.
I'd rather see them win than implode.
I'd rather see them win also.
Huh? Yeah.
I think it would be, it would just be interesting to see how they all handle it because that is going to be their rallying cry. I don't care what they say publicly.
Should be.
They're going to, because they've been embarrassed. The whole organization, their GM, their head coach. I mean, everybody who's wearing the silver and black is getting embarrassed.
It should be.
They got played. But, you know, the people are connecting the dots. They got played. Antonio Brown went there. Didn't want to play for the Raiders, did everything he could. The conspiracy is real, okay? It was an act job. He went there and he acted probably crazier than he already is to get out. So there's your conspiracy. Where they're tying into it is the Patriots' role in it. All the Patriots did was back in March show interest in the player by contacting his agent when the trades were there, right? Or whoever, when they could trade him. And now I think that maybe was in the back of Rosenhaus and Antonio Brown's mind. But people are trying to connect, like the Patriots were the one that orchestrated this whole thing. Antonio Brown orchestrated this whole thing.
Let me ask you this.
He had a couple teams maybe in mind that he wanted to join, the Patriots obviously being one of them, but trying to tie it in and say the Patriots are the one, because this is where we go, right? They cheat, Deflategate, Spygate, now we've got Tampering Gate, whatever that, oh, you know, I don't know, Antonio Brown Gate, whatever. They had no role in this.
Cracker Gate.
This was all Antonio Brown's working. And then he chose this team.
Well, you know what they're doing. It's easy to point the finger at the Patriots because the Patriots have been caught guilty, apparently, from the league on previous stuff. On the other hand, Drew Rosenhaus represents an awful lot of players. He has more players than any other agent in the game right now. You don't think he's talking to all of these teams? And as we're all watching this play out, and it's on Hard Knocks every week, and it's all playing out, and you're seeing it in TV, you don't think that the other general managers are having conversations? Hey, how's that stuff going with AB right now? And he says, oh, my God, a little bit difficult. You don't think other teams are getting an inclination that maybe he's going to be available and they're not having some conversation?
Well, the Patriots, I think, just put themselves in a good spot. They're a great football team. They're a destination. And, oh, by the way, there is a connection. I don't know how close he was to LeGarrette Blount, you know, when they played together in Pittsburgh. But we all know how that thing played out, and he ended up back in New England. We do know how close he is to James Harrison, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, how was James Harrison's experience in New England?
Terrific.
And are they boys?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, again, I'm just saying,
there's another
all of these
conversations
have been
had.
All of these things are happening.
Absolutely.
And Harrison's like, dude, I'll tell you what, if you ever, I know you're in Oakland, but man, Pats are interested. Oh, if you could ever get there, man, you'd love
it. But again,
over
there. But
hold on,
guy,
is that collusion though?
No.
But another guy, well, I mean, you tell me when LeBron James sends a personal text.
Well, the NBA's all about it.
Okay, so it was to any player that he wants to play with, Kyrie Irving, Dwayne Wade, you call it whoever you want. Is that collusion? Because they get their hands slapped if they do so. If a team finds out about it, they get pissed off.
Yeah, but it's a team's job to make sure that an agent knows that if stuff falls apart, they probably would have some interest in that player. Okay,
see,
there's a difference between doing that through a James Harrison or a second a contact as opposed to sitting there and having emails going back and forth about, hey, you need to get out of that deal in Oakland because we want you. We're willing to give you, you know, this amount of money or whatever. That's when it becomes collusion. That's when it becomes outright dirty. I'm not sure that ever existed here.
You know, I even forgot about James Harrison because
I did too.
He was just part of those videos. He was also part of the issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I know. But just the fact that, again, when have you ever seen fill in the blank? When have you ever seen fill in the blank? There'll be another guy next year.
Yeah.
There'll be another guy after the year after that. And they'll be like, when have you ever seen? Oh, last year, Antonio Brown. Oh, the year before that, Martellus Bennett. Oh, the year before that, Malcolm. I mean, come on. It's just line them up. There's 100 of them.
But the other one is that people are missing out there, and they keep on talking about why the Patriots. Why? Because it's the perfect place to go when you need the reclamation project. Look at the history. No, look at guys that have done it.
Okay, they're not therapists. The Patriots are not therapists.
I'm not saying they are, but you tell me, is there a better place to go if your career is in tatters right now and you have that type of talent? Are you kidding me? This is the perfect place to go. And it's also the perfect place to go if you're Drew Rosenhaus and you're sitting there going, if I could only quiet Antonio down. If AB would just shut his mouth and stop doing this. You say, I'm sending you to Belichick. That's where you want to go. And by the way, after you finally agree, you say, you can't do this. You can't do that.
Yeah, but all I hear is it's so hard to you know, to deal with the way the Patriots do business. And it's such a culture shock.
It's a misnomer. They
don't
understand it.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
People don't understand it.
They want me to come to work on time and try. Well, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, we'll get to Miami later on. They're already churning on Brian Flores.
It's a fear-based organization.
And last year we heard he was a great communicator and he offered a simple message and everybody loved it. Apparently they're not liking it in Miami. But we get to your phone calls and your reaction. Kevin is in Providence. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Big O, what's going on?
What's up, Kevin?
All right, first, I called it last week and I called Lou. And I am very proud of him this week for the way he talked to Coach Belichick. It's a little bit of pushback, got him to open just a little. There might have been a crack there. What do you think?
You should have seen the beating he got as Bill was leaving the room. Big old whip.
He was
so the pushback was what?
Lou stuck to the question you wanted answered about AB coming over. And
about how good he is?
Yeah.
About how good he is? That's pushing back?
Yeah, he wanted Belichick to reaffirm the talent level of AB.
That he was really good?
Yeah. Lou stayed with his question. He didn't give up on it.
Say what? Our bar is pretty low.
Yeah. It is.
He didn't say it.
It's Bill Belichick.
I'm just saying it. All right.
But Lou stayed with the question. He didn't give up on it.
No.
He could have given up. He said, okay, Bill, you're right. Antonio sucks.
Kevin, here's the difference.
Hold on. Let me speak for a second. Because I witnessed this, and this was your coaching point last week. Kevin, what you didn't witness was the patience. And I would say courage. I would use courage.
Thank you.
That you used.
Me?
It's so hard not to try and fill the gap with words. Because he plays verbal chicken with you. So you ask a question, and he just flat out was not going to answer. But you know what? You won that game of chicken because he caved.
It got weird.
Because he actually looked away from you.
If you can just mention that.
So good job to Lou. And now a question for the three of you.
Go ahead.
Lou already answered it. Do you think Antonio Brown had it in his head the whole time he was never going to play a down for the Oakland Raiders? Not come to the Patriots, just never play a snap for the Oakland Raiders. I think he did.
Well, hold on, Kevin. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. So I'm going to play you his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who actually addresses that very topic because there is some misconceptions. Everybody's got their own theory. So if you hang up right now, thank you, Kevin, for hanging up. We're going to sell some soap, and we're going to play
it with
you.
The freaking soap. Will you stop it with the soap? It's the dumbest cliche.
All right,
617-779-7937. And who's braver, Lou Maloney or Andrew Luck? 617-779-7937.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Why should anybody believe that the fix wasn't in?
Because it's the truth. I mean, what else can I say except it's 1,000% the truth. There was no fix. We did try to make it work with the Raiders, really. But for a letter that we received from the Raiders warning Antonio that his contract would be voided, he would be playing tonight for the Oakland Raiders. That's the unfortunate thing. The Raiders protected themselves, and that set Antonio off. Even as recently as Friday, it looked like he was going to be in a position to play Monday night with the team. We were trying to make it work. The club wanted to protect themselves on the $30 million of guarantees. And unfortunately, Antonio wasn't comfortable with that. He wanted out as a result. And that led to New England.
That's Drew Rosenhaus on with Stephen A. It could all be true. I mean, but what else is Rosenhaus going to say? Yeah, the fix was in.
He got the letter, he went and apologized.
Yeah, but it wasn't a sincere apology.
I heard it was an emotional apology.
Okay, right.
Was he faking it?
Did you see it in front of the media when he went out there and apologized?
That was pretty bad. And it's been a blast.
Wasn't like that.
Just like
that's
that.
That's emotional right there. That's when you lost your best friend.
Best friend.
Yes.
Your plus one.
Yeah.
When you lose your plus one.
I don't think I heard that. So okay. your point was, I mean, listen.
The fact is that, I mean, here's the thing. And people are just pissed off. There's so much league-wide jealousy with the Patriots.
That's all it is.
So they're trying to make it seem like we already know that the Seahawks were in it. They lost the battle.
Right.
There was a competition. They both wanted to hire Antonio Brown. I guess it depends. I would like to know how much. If the money was equal, okay, you're assuming he'd probably take the Patriots. But were the Seahawks offering him $2 million more?
No, I feel like if Seattle had signed him, the discussion would be at least somewhat normal, you know, because there wouldn't have been, like Stephen A. says, the fix. The fix was in. If he had signed with Seattle, would you said the fix was in? He wanted to play with the Seahawks the whole time. Would we be having that discussion?
No, because
the fix was in?
Well, you know the answer to
he
that.
He handpicked Seattle, and that's the team he always wanted to play for? Would we be talking about Seattle with this grand conspiracy? You know, of leading Antonio Brown and Drew Rosenhaus down this path of getting his ass out of Oakland so we could join the Seahawks, we wouldn't be talking about the fix like we are because it's New England. We'd be just talking about Antonio Brown being rewarded for talking himself out of Oakland because he didn't want to play there.
Right.
And having another job, another opportunity. That opportunity's out in Seattle. We wouldn't be talking about how Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots had this scheme of this conspiracy and the fix was in from the very beginning.
But that's a no-brainer. I mean, it is. Anytime New England is involved, people are going to treat it much differently than any other team in the league. There's no
question.
And the
organization with the man at the top who respects the game more than anybody else picked him up within minutes.
Well, so hold on.
Your boss could have done something.
What does that tell you? If Bill, who respects the game more than anyone, picks him up like that, what does it tell you? Why are you overreacting? What is the real reason? What is it? So everybody's hysterical over this. They're going nuts. They don't get it. But Bill's a student of the game, and he follows it. Nobody respects it more than him. Why would he do this?
What do all these platitudes towards professionalism mean?
Yeah, I guess if that's the case, I guess Bill doesn't care about platitudes.
Yeah. Well, I think we're wasting our time with this one. We know this is – how many times have we done this over the years? It is all about the Patriots, and it became worse for everybody when they watched the Patriots beat up on a really good football team on Sunday night, and then, oh, yeah, they're adding Antonio Brown. So if you're living anywhere else in the country, you're sitting there going, it's over. Throw the towel in. The season's over. I'm not sure it's over, but that's the way they're looking at it. Mm-hmm. To the phones we go. Here's Jeannie in Connecticut. Jeannie.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Jeannie.
You know, everybody's talking about AB, this and that. You know, nobody seems to remember that he was with Pittsburgh for 8 years under Tomlin. And he had some issues, but not Tomlin kept him really in line for 8 years.
No, not
the
really.
People who think Belichick can't for one. You know, and he was a 6th-round pick. I mean, the kid came in here as a nothing and worked his way up there. You know what I mean?
I do think Tomlin is, I think when you look at Tomlin, I think I look at him differently now, knowing how... No matter what you said, you know, because I would say Tomlin is a player's coach. So he just, listen, you want to be crazy, you want to be goofy, go ahead. Listen, it's got a little bit of the Raider, you know, mentality to it.
I start with the thumb.
You show up, you perform, and listen, I'm going to give you a longer leash. But, man, but don't disrespect me. You know, don't make me like a fool because I gave you the opportunity to be yourself and you screwed me on
it. So are you bailing Tomlin out now for the kid's behavior now?
No, when I look at Tomlin, the Tomlin situation, I would love to play for Mike Tomlin personally.
Okay,
but guys like Antonio Brown see his kindness as weakness, so they take advantage of it.
Okay, so here's the problem I have. Problem I have is that suddenly everybody wants to anoint Mike Tomlin as the coach of the year because they suddenly think that you're watching the behavior in Oakland, that Mike Tomlin really must have done a good job. Well, go back and look at all of the incidents that he's had. And Mike Tomlin continuously allowed him, enabled him. And the reason he kept him around for 8 years was because he's the best receiver in football. But going back to the Dick LeBall, I'm not even looking at last year, where he refused to practice because he was pissed off at one of his teammates and then refused to play in the game that they needed to win to get to postseason. Go back to the issue we had with Troy Polamalu. How many people have had issues with Troy Polamalu over the years? Everybody talks about him as one of the wonderful guys, one of the wonderful souls in the National Football League. And he was pissed off one day because Dick LeBeau allowed a little bit of physicality on him in a practice. And
he was hurt.
And he blew a knot. He went crazy.
Maybe he was old and hurt.
Right. And finally, Troy Polamalu was ready to fight him. Come on, guys.
But he was there for how many years?
8 years.
All right.
But he enabled him.
I know, but so in the end, after 8 years, they couldn't continue the relationship. I'd say that's normal.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the end of it.
You're
missing the point.
No, I'm just saying for year five, year six, year seven might have been a Facebook post, whatever. But, you made it work for a long time, didn't he? I mean, 8 years.
No, I think they were a vast underachiever over the years. And I think the people trying to glorify Mike Tomlin because it was worse in Oakland.
But that's a different discussion. We're talking about handling of Antonio Brown.
That's what I'm discussing.
I think
he enabled
about.
Him. I don't think if Belichick.
He enabled him, but I mean, it's like Manny for 8 years. It ran out. It runs out.
It's amazing. Well, I think that's
it's amazing.
It. I think that's it. I think it
I'm talking about the end, guys. I'm not talking about the end.
But you're talking about Tomlin. So I think that's a big part of it. The goodwill runs out. You're not being appreciate it. You bring in Juju Smith-Schuster. You bring in James Washington. You start, all my friends are gone. And hey, I can see that they're coming after me also. Well, I mean, I don't like it. Hey, he's the MVP. I'm the most important person.
But Mike Tomlin has got to take some responsibility for the fact that he enabled this guy for so many years, let him get away with it, and enabled the behavior. Do you think if a sixth-round draft pick receiver had come into the New England Patriots organization when he first came in 8 years ago, do you think he'd be acting like this for those years? He would either have straightened out his act, right, and felt motivated, or his ass would have been out of here and he would have played for about three other different organizations.
Yeah, that's right.
But people that are coming out now suddenly after the fact is that, oh, my God, Mike Tomlin, oh, my God, he was a saint. Everybody should take the heat off of him. No, he allowed the behavior for all of those years that allowed this player, this diva, to do whatever the hell he wanted. And now everybody thinks that it might work in New England. Why? Because you're finally putting the kid in structure. You're putting him in parameters, certain parameters
You're able to hit a reset button a little bit.
Yes.
That's all. But I think it's more to do with the player kind of going into a new situation where Bill's going to have, given everything. I know it didn't work in Oakland. He didn't want to be there. The team's not very good. He just has the opportunity to kind of hit a reset. The guy gets a second chance.
Well, he got second chance in Oakland.
Well, I know, but that team sucked.
Right. Okay. Some teams suck in the league. Right.
Yeah. But he got traded. He didn't sign there, did he?
No.
I mean, I know he signed an extension because he wanted his money.
He wanted to trade.
But he got traded there.
Right.
So he had to get out of Pittsburgh. But when he got there, they negotiated a contract. He saw his team, maybe the way they work, knock on wood if you hear me, and was like, this team sucks.
Yeah, I hear everybody, though, in the last couple of days, they're applauding Mike Tomlin, and we shouldn't have been so hard on Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin had it for 8 years and enabled this type of behavior. You can go back and look at the long list of little incidents, and this Jeannie was right. There are a lot of little incidents, but boy, it's amazing how many little incidents that he would never survive here. Mark is in Arlington, next up here on OMF.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing
today? What's up, Mark?
Curious, personally, on a scale of 1 to 10, on each one of you, are you happy to have Antonio Brown? You don't have to answer that now, but
we can answer it right now. We've been answering it all along.
Yes,
so for me, Mark, I love the deal. I loved it last week because I think there is no risk.
10.
Now, do I think that this thing is absolutely, like Christian does, surefire, it is going to work? No! You'd be a fool to think that this thing is a 10 or 100% that it's going to work. Look at the history of this kid. But what have you got to lose? If you're New England, it's the perfect move.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that I think as a Patriots fan, what I'm hoping for is that Belichick can get him to just be one of the other receivers on the team. You know, to get him into a mindset that it's the play ahead and that's what you're focusing on.
I honestly feel like, okay, everybody's turning themselves into a pretzel over this. He has not had to, he doesn't need rely on other players to get his mindset right. Like, he's a competitive guy. He's aggressive. You can't be passive and catch over 100 balls a year every time, every day, every year you've been in the league. Yeah, it doesn't happen that way.
I agree.
He doesn't need anybody's support.
I agree with that. But
no,
when
I
you.
I didn't mean that, Christian. I just meant, can he just be a regular receiver?
Right.
And say, on a game, he only gets the throw to three times.
That's
is he going to be okay with that if Philip Dorsett gets thrown to eight times?
That is the question.
Yeah, okay, and I think it's a good one because this is where it's different than, say, like Darrell Revis, right? Another personality. Is that Darrell Revis, go play corner. All right, I'm going to play within the system, but let
you're
me cover
play
this
every,
guy.
Every play. You're
let
playing
me,
yeah, every play.
And let me cover this guy one-on-one. Let me do my thing. Let me be me. I don't need Devin McCourty to be me. Like, I don't need anybody else to be me. He needs Tom Brady for him to go out there and get his. And because Tom's going to want to throw the ball to Dorsett, Gordon, Edelman, rather. And all of a sudden, he relies on Brady giving him the football. And if he doesn't feed him 10 times, yeah. 10 targets a game, will there be an issue?
Maybe it's, what did Josh Gordon have? Josh Gordon had, what, four? Four receptions for 73 yards
yeah.
and a touchdown?
Yeah,
huge plays, impact plays.
Without Antonio Brown.
Okay, I'm just saying, but I feel like...
You're adding Antonio Brown.
No, I can, but there's room for everybody. There's room for everybody.
I agree.
You don't have 100, but you're impacting the game. And I think they are going to throw him the ball.
Yeah, but
no, they're not going to sit there and say, listen, we're not going to force it. Josh McDaniels talked about that today. They don't force it to anybody. He's going to get open.
Yeah, but see, you're sitting there saying there's room for everybody, and I agree there is, but Antonio Brown has always viewed that differently. Go back and look at his history in Pittsburgh. One time he blew a nut after they won a game, freaking out, because he only caught 7 balls. He was targeted like 8 times, and he caught 7 balls, and he thought he could catch them all day. Roethlisberger went to Jesse James in that game, I believe with the game-winning touchdown or whatever.
Right.
Game-winning touchdown, and he had a hissy fit when the game was over. Why? Because he was part of the game plan. He wanted more than that.
Listen,
and we know how the Patriots operate. Tom Brady throws to the open guy. So you tell me.
You may get that. You may get a little bit of that. You may get some. You may get a little bit, which is, but I think the other guys, it will take some understanding. But just like Josh Gordon said, you have to figure it out on your own.
Yes.
If you think that winning is important, because I think it is to him, because he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
What's more important?
Well, I think it's all. I think.
Did you hear this offseason?
He's got it. Well, listen,
He wanted out. He wanted to be traded. He cared about what pick people are going to use on him. But more importantly, he wanted that new money, that new guaranteed money.
Well, he's got the money. He's got the guaranteed money. He's got it.
He just lost it.
He lost some of it.
But he had a good 31.
He's down
contract
to
in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
He could have said, just trade me. Trade me to a good team. But, let me
do you a favor.
Wanting that guaranteed money on top of it, now all of a sudden you limit the amount of teams that maybe are interested in you. There might have been a lot of good teams interested, maybe on his current deal, right, because they would have absorbed some of the bonus money and maybe they wouldn't have to pay that much. So he could have gone to a better team. No. He wanted the money.
Yep.
And that's why a team like Oakland took a shot on him.
What a surprise. He's greedy. He wants both. He wants both.
I don't think he wanted both. I think he just wanted the money.
Okay.
I don't think he wanted to win at that point.
But he's got both now.
Well, now
he's got
does.
Both. He's got the money.
Yeah, but
he's got the Quan.
Doesn't have the money
listen,
he wanted.
Listen, Christian, every point you bring up is a valid point, and I think you're thinking logically. What scares me the most about this guy, and again, I'm all for the deal, because I think there's nothing to lose. If it doesn't work, you throw his ass out and you move on, is that I don't think he thinks logically. For somebody to blow up when he's with Pittsburgh because the tight end got the game-winning touchdown and Roethlisberger did not go to him, that is going to happen here. Because if you're a defensive coordinator and you're playing the New England Patriots, the first guy that I'm going to double up on is Antonio Brown. Gentlemen, I'm not sure we can shut down this entire passing offense, but the one guy we're shutting down is 84. 84. Let somebody else.
Number 82
or 82.
Now.
Right.
82
let somebody else beat us out there. How is he going to feel when Tom Brady is throwing to a Philip Dorsett for seven catches because he's wide open, because he's being defended by the third, fourth, fifth cornerback. How is he going to feel about that?
I don't think it's going to be some long, drawn-out conversation, body language, because he'll get checked right away. Right away, he'll get checked.
Yes, and how will he react when he gets checked?
I'll bring a high heat.
That all remains to be seen. All right, we get your reaction. 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.